What's up, cousins? The Don't Call Me White Girl podcast is going on tour. That's right. My podcast is heading on tour to a city near you. Join us this spring. Us three. That's right. Me, Phelps, and Tom. We taking the show on the road for a first-time live interactive podcast experience. The first nine cities that we are hitting are, drum roll please, Detroit, Chicago, Miami, Atlanta, Charlotte, Brooklyn, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and New Brunswick, New Jersey. Listen, before you cry, more cities will be announced in the coming weeks. Put it in the comments, email us, DM us, put it in the Discord. Listen, the pricing packages go like this. $50 for general admission, $85 for VIP, which includes a post-show meet and greet with me only. But we have our Holy Grail package. I'm telling you, get the Holy Grail package. It's $125, but it includes early access into the venue for the chance at the best seating. It has a meet and greet with not only me, but Phelps and Tom, a little picture, a little video. You know, we could little bust it up. And an exclusive Don't Call Me White Girl VIP laminate and a Don't Call Me White Girl tour VIP poster. Make sure you get your ticket today. They will go fast. I'm telling you now, I don't want to hear it tomorrow. This is your chance to get all the segments you love, from the voicemails, Dark Side of DM, manifestation. Listen, watching me on your phone screen, on TV, whatever you're watching, it's nothing like seeing me up close. For the love of God, can you imagine how I smell? We have an outstanding production prepared for you, personalized just for your city. If we cousins for real, man, pull up. I should see each and every one of y'all at these shows. Let's turn this online cousin shit into real cousin shit. It's 100% interactive. We'll start with topics on how we normally would. At the studio, we had a chance to read some of your deepest, darkest DMs. No need to call and leave a voicemail because we passing the mic around. Like, you can get some live advice. Look. The shows are coming soon. The tickets are on sale now. They are not going to be there next week. Do what you got to do. Get these tickets and pull up on me. Look, it's not a joke. Get your tickets fast. Tickets are on sale now at www.x1entertainment.com/DCMWG. That's www.x1entertainment.com/DCMWG. If you don't see the city you're looking for, you can click the button at the bottom of the tour website. Submit your city suggestion that way as well. Listen, put your city in or just drive to the city I'm coming to. Either way, this is your only chance at seeing me. I'm never going on tour after this year. This is my last year touring. Ever. See you soon. It's almost there. Stay right there. Stay right there. Stay right there.
Don't call me white girl.
That's a real
it's gay folks. Unpopular opinion, jail's not that bad. Boom. Pop your shit open and grab that nigga by the head and get the, you know what I'm saying?
There's something about them whispering in my ear, the whole name thing. I like that.
I like a nigga to whisper. What's your cash? That's what's different. And that's why, statistically, number wise, not only do we not get the same amount of riches as them, we do not keep it. Nowhere near how long they'll keep it. Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Don't Call Me White Girl podcast. I have on serious hair today, so you already know what it is. And my daddy like it. Say what's up to the people.
What's happening, y'all?
Listen, I'm sure you want to know about the show where the guy ran up on me. And let's see how this works. If you want to know what I said about that show, you can subscribe to moremona.com. And I'm sure you want to know what happened backstage with him. And did I leave with blood on my boot? On my mic stand. Yeah, but it was really crazy situation. Crazy situation. We're going to put the footage on the sub episode as well. Zach hates me. The first thing I want to start out with is that, oh my God, are y'all so excited that the podcast is going on tour?
Yay.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Have you guys heard about the cities? If you haven't, I want to run them down to you one more time because I'm super excited. Some of these cities I've never been to in my life.
Thanks.
We're going to Detroit. I've never been to Detroit. Chicago, Miami, Atlanta, Charlotte, Brooklyn, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and New Brunswick, New Jersey.
You know,
I was wrong and I lied. The only city I haven't been to was Detroit and New Brunswick.
I was about to say Detroit, the only one I've never been to. That's funny.
You know what's so fucked up? My man is from Detroit. I had a little boo from Detroit. Shout out to him. Free you, daddy. And He's in jail, so it's like I can't even see him while I'm up there. Wow. Detroit's really violent and rough, and he would have showed me the ghetto, so it's kind of a bummer that he won't be there. But we're going to look and see if we can find some shows. I recently discovered V's, and I'm, like, obsessed with them. Yeah. I don't know if you'll ever see this clip, but if you do, I love your nappy hair and your Gap 2 smile. And I think you're so witty, and I like your music. I love all the drug references.
We literally been listening to him for like years, and she just was disregarding it.
It's so crazy because when the Law and Order beat was out, I was listening to Lil Tyler. I'm a little embarrassed about that because Lil Tyler is fucking 11. And I'm like not listening to this guy that like raps about like stuff that more I can relate to, a grown-up stuff. And, you know, I just like him though, but I'm late. But I'm familiar now. I DM'd him earlier. He didn't respond, but, you know. He reminds me of Amina's father.
He a funny nigga, like, so he probably gonna fuck with you because he like, you feel me?
We'll see. Rolling Loud just passed. Shout out to my bitch Big Nene, man. She killed Rolling Loud. I seen Sukihana killing Rolling Loud. I saw Connie Diamond killing Rolling Loud. Shout out to all of them ladies. I don't know Tia Kareem. Did Tia Kareem do Rolling Loud? She worked so much, I couldn't tell where she was at. But shout out to all them bitches. I fuck with all them. All the new female rappers that are coming up. Big Nene, Caribou.
Get it sexy.
Sexy Red. You know, shout out to all of them. But me listening to Big Nene and Caribou is getting a lot of play in the wheel. I always fucked with the girl Vanilla from Detroit. I need to tap in and see what she got coming out, what she has going on right now. But yeah, like that whole scene of them girls, like laid back. I don't know. They're not really doing the whole pussy rap. Mm. I said Sexy Red, but Sexy Red's kind of outside of that.
Yeah.
Big Nene, Caribou, Tia Kareem, Connie Diamond, all of them. It's not just pussy. They talking, they shit, you know. And I'm a huge fan of Big Nene. I think y'all know that. I post Nene constantly. People say we look alike on Twitter. And her mom even thinks so.
I like that joint you be playing.
She's gorgeous, though. For somebody to say her, Nene is gorgeous. I've never seen her mother. She's really pretty. So if somebody say I look like her, it's a compliment always. But I feel like they always say light-skinned girls look alike, especially if they have like the big lip aesthetic or the real big pale aesthetic.
Lips, yeah.
Yeah. What did you say? What was you about to say?
I forgot. It don't matter.
Whatever. Ramadan Mubarak to all the fasted Muslims. Hope you all have a happy Ramadan. The city of Philadelphia is hurting right now. The rapper Fat G's was murdered. That's horrible. I don't even know
Rest
what you say to that.
G's, man. He was a good dude from my experiences.
Yeah, from you running into him. Yeah. So I say this, I've never seen a boy not smiling. And
yeah,
he's just
he
too
always
young.
Was like,
and he working, you know, so you just hate to hear shit like that. And then during the month of Ramadan, I think he was murdered like 10 p.m. When they say he was killed, I went to his page and he had posted a couple hours. That's always creepy. But it's just, you know, it's just a sign of the times. Philadelphia is an extremely violent city. It always has been. And it's been at a real war for some years now. And that's just what's going on. You have knowers know. You know, so you do come. A lot of y'all do reach out. I'm coming to Philly. Well, if I really was to give you any advice, it's just to be aware. Like, I wouldn't come here and get super fucked up and you're walking out the club and you don't know what's going on. It's not that type of city. You need to be knowing what's going on at all times. You need to be paying attention. You need to travel in a pack. And you really should visit the safer places. This is not like a place that I would recommend you go party in the hood at. Not right now. Because it's just so much going on that you wouldn't even know what it looked like. Most people don't know what it looked like or what it's going to look like or what is coming. But you have no idea. Because you don't know nothing about what's going on. You coming in the city on the hottest day of the week and the niggas been dissing each other on Twitter all week. You don't know what you're walking into or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's what I can say to you. So when y'all say here for real, what's to get the best cheesesteak? My answer is Bulletproof Vest. If that makes any sense, don't come here. Try next year, babe.
The white, I say this, not to sound racist, but out here, like the Italians, the whites, they make good cheesesteaks too. So you could like venture out the hood a little bit.
Get you a good cheesesteak. White Italians wise, they make a cheese. And a lot of you bitches eat pork. Get you a roasted pork sandwich from Johnny's, Billy's. What's that joint? You know, Zach. What's that joint that sell the roasted pork? His eyes went right in the air. He just trying to think which one. Zach's not trying to figure out what is that? He trying to figure out which his favorite roasted pork sandwich place. But tell him, please. I'm talking about the one that made Food Network, the one that's like South Philly.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name. I know there's
an After saying happy
don't
Ramadan,
feed.
I'm like, go get a pork sandwich.
Don't feed into her. You don't know
no,
none of
No, let him
shits.
Tell them girls to get a roast pork sandwich. It's the one that's right off of Broad Street. I've been very spitty when I talk lately. Like, I've been very spitty. Like, I've literally had two people recently, like, say it, don't spray it.
Damn.
My mother said that to me the other day. And she was like, damn. No, she said, I asked for the news, not the weather.
Damn, that's the old school John. Damn.
That tickled Vern's spirit.
I ain't heard that one in a minute.
It's not a good podcast if Vern's not cracking the fuck up. What's up, guys? Listen, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast for all my hot topics. You never know. Somebody might leak it and we go viral next week. You can go to moremona.com and either pay $5.99 a month for More Mona, or you can pay $59.99 for the year. I advise you to pay for the year. Why not get prepared? You don't want to miss out. With your subscription, you get all BTS content. You get extra episodes every month that nobody can see but people that are in the subscription. But my favorite part is you get access to our Discord. And it's like a... it's like a cool little sex cult. You should check it out. Go to moremona.com. Spend your $6.99 just to test it out. Then double back and spend the $59.99 once you know you like it. If you're not missing anything in life, like right now, if everything's perfect, I think you need a little More Mona. Go to moremona.com today.
So she called you sucker at the end of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sucker. and more bad news. Two little girls got stabbed in New York and Brooklyn. Prayers to their family. Like, and they get stabbed after they turn a man down. It's like, I don't think any man will ever understand that fear that you feel when you know you have to tell somebody, I don't want to, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. And what y'all don't know is those creepy guys that are like really aggressive, they come on like that. So yeah, like they'll come on to you with a hand on the shoulder or touching you or just, you know, just being too invasive, too close. Like, even the shit with the guy on the stage with me, it's just like, as a woman, you just want a certain amount of footage between you and another person that can break your face if they want to. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know, for them to be that young and they party and they go get a sandwich with some, you know, good young, like positive party shit, and you go get a beef patty from the bodega, and then you and your twin sister are stabbed, and then you lose your twin sister that night. It's crazy. Like, it's just crazy. I think the guys that were approaching them was kind of drunk. It's a viral video attached to it. You can hear the guy just screaming at the top of it. I'm not jacking that. It's like, you that upset because this girl turned you down? Yeah. I don't give a fuck she turned you down and said, get out of here with your dirty ass coat. Whatever it is, it's like, why are you that upset?
Move out the way. Like,
why are you that upset? Why you can't live another day? It's so many girls outside. Like, it's so much pussy outside. It's not that deep. But
he got to get out the way. However, justice or whatever, or the other, you know what I'm saying? He got to get up out of here.
To turn a negative to a positive, I want to give you young girls some tips on what I do. And some of them might be played out. Like, I used to always say, this is my girlfriend. Like, I would be with a girl, and I would say she was my girlfriend. And back in the day, that was jarring. So it would work. But now, he like, let me see if you're the pussy. Eat her pussy then. Kiss her. Kiss her in the mouth then, bitch. That's your bitch. Kiss her. You feel me? That shit turned the other way quick. So that one don't really work as well. But what I'll do is I'll act interested. I do it all the time. What's your name? Yep. Give it to me. That's how I'm going to call you. You know where that backfires? When he say, call me right now. Fuck!
I was going to say,
damn!
Some John told me that she be doing that. She be like, no, I give nigga my number quick. And Susie called, I block that motherfucker.
I know a lot of women. Can you imagine that? I'm giving him my number right now, knowing I'm going to block him just because I don't want him to flip out on me. Yep. That's crazy, but that's what we have to do.
That's what I got
to
do.
That's the thing about women is like, we can complain about this stuff, march about it, talk about it, but you got to survive through your day, through the street while you're walking. What I tell y'all, you put your keys through your fingers. But when he try to holler at you, even if you're disgusted by it, little smile. Even if you're trying to turn it down, don't say no.
Yeah.
Just don't say yes and get the fuck up out of there. Or reroute. Bro, I was real big on this. If it was a bunch of niggas out front of the store, unless they had real good fish hoagies or something, I just went to the next store. You know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't nothing exclusive to that store.
Nah, I know where you wasn't going.
Never got out.
Yeah.
I never forget. It's a girl that used to dance here named Nelly with the Jelly, and she has a fat ass. She's a very pretty brown-skinned girl, tall. And she would always put that on her story. She would post it, and it would be a Chinese store. She needs some backwoods or whatever. And she just wouldn't go in. Like, oh, not this one. You know? And I remember... like, you know, people would talk shit or say little, it was like, you don't get that.
You don't know it is that, yeah.
I know girls that have gotten their asses smaller because they've had a hard time just getting through their day. It's like, it's too much attention attached to it, you know? It's just crazy. It's hard being a girl, man. But yeah, that's my advice. Pretend to be down with it. Be really friendly about it. Not like fake, but just friendly about it. Make it a fast interaction. Get the fuck on. As far as giving them the number, I'm sure a lot of y'all don't want to do that. You know, if you don't want to do that, don't do that. But you know, you got to be quick with the switching the number around or having a fake number already ready, the fake name already ready. You know, I go to the extreme. You feel me? Huh? Oh, that's my boyfriend right there. Yeah. You feel me? I would be on the phone and, babe, I'm on my way. Like, you know, that stuff don't always work. But, like, that's what I've done because I would experience, yo, and then it's like, fuck you, you light bulb head, bitch, you big back bitch, you big fat ass bitch, you couldn't even walk over if you wanted to.
But
you'll
take
ass.
That if it's from up the block.
Yeah. But do you really want to hear that? You're having a shitty day, you got cramps, and you got to hear this nigga cuss you out just because you kept walking. Because I'm from North Philly, you get that if you keep walking.
Yeah.
You know, so I always spoke, hi, y'all, you know, stuff like that, but I don't know, it's rough out here. The thing that stuck about that viral video to me that stuck out the most was the fact that it's a bunch of niggas.
Yeah.
There's only one or two stabbers, but it's a bunch of niggas there, and y'all not doing nothing.
Like, how is y'all letting, why would y'all let y'all man stab a girl? Because she said no. That's crazy.
Real quick, when I come to your cities, Zai is welcome for you to bring it to me, but I would like a nicer grade. I feel like I'm getting a lot of backyard boogie. I feel like you give me the weed that you don't want to smoke. Don't do that to me because I'm an older nigga. I know I say I don't smoke weed a lot, but I got a big head, like my cousin Nia used to say. Meaning my tolerance fucked up. I need the shit to hit me hard. Don't bring me PCP, but don't bring me plat. Anyway, I haven't done any podcasts lately. I think I'm going to do the good... I don't even want to say it because I feel like if I say the wrong name, then that podcast will reach out. I want to do the podcast with the pretty girls, and I want to do Yachty's podcast. I just want to bounce around a little bit, but I'm excited, man. If you want to dress me for these tours, dress Phelps for these tours, reach out. Dress Town for these tours, reach out. If you want to do wigs, whatever, reach out. If you're a brand new barber and you want to try cutting hair for the first time on Tomer Phelps, reach out. They'll try it.
No.
No big deal.
She could try a time out. That's where I'm going to draw the line. No disrespect to nobody craft.
Like, come cut hair, Phelps hair for the first time, fresh out of barber school. Why not? We could do a live in front of the podcast. That would be cool.
Ooh.
Yep. The weather had like broke a little bit, and I thought it was summer, and then now I think I'm paying for it a little bit because I feel like kind of shitty, and I don't want to get sick, but I see everybody, it's some special new version of COVID out or something. Did y'all hear about that?
It's always something. Right.
Y'all didn't hear about that new bug that's going around, and everybody's sick as shit, like fucked up real bad, and it's hard to get rid of it. Y'all didn't hear about that.
Mm-mm.
Whatever. Fast forward, I'm very upset at the Philadelphia people that are going on Academics podcast. First of all, I don't respect Academics. I understand him and Meek Mill's had words or whatever, but it's like he's being so diabolical about it and so messy. Like he literally like reaching out to all these boy ops to have these conversations, mind you, with people that he don't give a fuck about. You know what I mean? Normally he wouldn't be talking to these people, doing anything to these people, but now you got conversations. And the way with Dean, I understand, because it's like Dean played the background and he don't really have a huge platform. Mm-hmm. And Meek was kind of talking about him in songs or whatever, and Dean, you know, came out and said that he felt like he was lied on by Meek. So I understand him kind of wanting to, like, but bro, Academics,
yeah,
y'all could have came on here.
Like, I feel like I'm dropping more respect a check. I feel like dropping a check for it though.
You think he paying?
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
He's paying for that. Ain't you no way.
The reason why I think you wouldn't understand is because you don't care about fame and attention. That's not your thing. A lot of people out here, Phelps, they have a starving hunger for it. I mean, they will take it over money. And that's just the truth, you know? Or people are so starving, they think that they associate fame with money. And I don't know why. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't go like that. Like, I was well-known fame. That shit ain't bring no bread. I had to work to get, you know, to make some money. But, average niggas is like that. And I think that it goes over your head a little bit. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't start paying people to the end. Like, till somebody realized, oh, I see what he doing. You going to pay me then. That vibe. You feel me? But if you interested, there's a bunch of Philly niggas going to go bite Meek Mill's back out on Academics podcast.
I mean,
not interested in that.
Part of the reason I say that is because, like, when you look, like, Academics not a streamer, but streamers, even though them, it's kind of more mutual, I feel like, niggas know if they want that juice, they got to drop something. Like, I don't feel like he just like, yo, I'm Academics. Y'all want to come up here and pop some shit? I'll get you a room in the hotel. Like, I feel like it got to be more than that. It got to be.
You'd be surprised.
No. I know, but I'm just saying, for some, it ain't
might
all
not
of
even
them.
Be a room. Might just be the flight. We're going to send you right back that same day. It'd be a flight and some cold Chick-fil-A. Already laid out when he get there. He ain't even take you to lunch.
Or he a Jersey nigga too. That's another thing. Yeah, niggas probably.
I mean,
Quilly
don't need no money. Quilly does well. Quilly don't need no money, but you know, I don't know. Quilly's a character. Me and Quilly have discussed his podcast a million times. I talked to people on his team about his podcast a million times. We talked about me coming on his podcast a million times. I don't know why he hasn't done it. He's perfect for podcasting.
Word.
He's perfect for trolling. He know how to, completely knows how to manipulate the internet in an effort to make money. Mm-hmm. He will set the internet off and drop a song quick. I've seen him do it 100 times. That nigga making plenty money. I think he want to, you know, he want to have a conversation. As far as like Pounce Out popping him, I don't know. I don't get it. I said what I said about Dean. Tom here has Gunna release his new song, Pride of Them, featuring Offset. Did you hear it?
Gunna got a song with Offset on it?
Exactly. We didn't know. Oh, but we shit. Will check it out soon. Shout out to Offset. Uh-oh. Offset's on tour. I'm an Offset fan. I fuck with Offset. Definitely. And shout out to motherfucking Cardi B, his goddamn wife, because she's working. I'm happy for Cardi, man. I personally felt like Cardi is very affected by negative comments, and it affects her with these drops. So it's like, for me to see her go out and do anything, I'm excited, because I think she's very talented. And it's like, you know, that's what she want to do. Do it. You know what I mean? Like, do it. Like, don't hold back on something because you think they're going to tear you apart. Because they're going to tear you apart anyway, babe.
And she was rapping in the studio with her hair out and no shoes on. I like that.
Did it turn you on? Oh, okay.
That was a good joint, Cardi.
She's a very pretty girl. She has tiny wrists. We work together. Her wrists are tiny.
You ever seen that video, Zach? Yeah, it's a good joint.
Cardi is tiny. Her wrists are tiny. Her legs are tiny. Her hands are tiny. Her face is tiny. And her ass is fat as a motherfucker. She had on like $4,000 boots. Of course it's real. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it's real.
I mean, it's Cardi. What are we talking about? But yeah, she dropped a visual that is crazy. Cardi been killing it with the dressing and the visuals for so long. It's like, it's sad to say, I'm just expected. Like, I just know it's going to happen. I just know she's going to kill it. TikTok is about to be banned. I know niggas are going crazy about that shit. I mean, people have changed their whole lives with the TikTok thing. People are funding their whole lives with it, too. If you don't know, to my understanding, TikTok has 6 months to change the way they do things. People, you just believe that they're selling our information. They're collecting too much data. So the U.S. wants them to do whatever they're doing a different way. And they have 6 months to do so, or the United States is done with TikTok and we cannot get on TikTok. Or you could just get a VPN and pretend you live in Russia and just make a TikTok. Easy, peasy. Fuck they gonna do. I wish a white man would tell me I couldn't get on TikTok. TikTok sent me $612 the other day. I don't even know what the fuck I did. I'm gonna be on that for the rest of my life. 600 was enough. I'm locked in. I couldn't believe that. Just, this is $600. It said you have money open. I thought it said $6.12. It says $620-something. Never knew.
Darn.
You know what's worse? Apple took most of it because it was sitting there and I didn't know. But now that I know, if I snatch that bitch fast enough that I could possibly make $612, call me Demona Top.
You know,
don't call me White Top.
You know, like, you could like go in your Apple joint and like cancel a bunch of the I've subscriptions done it. That's busting your ass.
At this point, these are not subscriptions. I'm in it with the mob. I own a small store in Philadelphia and I signed on with Joey Merlino. And now, if I don't do right, they're going to burn the store down. That's what I have with Apple. I have bills on Apple that are $79.99. I don't even know who these people are. I have an app on Apple that's $120. I have apps that are ridiculous.
You know
I'm not
why?
Because
you free trial them and then just let them cook. You ain't never cut them off.
It doesn't matter because I want out. And I have said I'm off of this 1,000 times. And that's every time I go on there, it's still there. One time I thought I heard it say, yeah, right, bitch, when I closed it. You thought that was
I
easy?
I feel like you're
not
doing
that
right.
Easy.
If you need help with that, we can do it. Because I used to have that.
Stop the podcast.
Yeah, lock your phone.
I've made it very clear that I want help with that, and I want my Google's in Spanish. I've been honest about that. And I don't have a real friend.
Now, wait,
Google's
hold time
in
out.
Spanish.
Time out. You know niggas that speak Spanish. They tell you they speak 1,000 languages. I never told you I was good in that department. But if you get your phone right,
I should have had Trap do it. Fernando. Trap speaks Spanish. I should have had Trap do it.
He came over here and said he speaks Spanish. I don't speak no nothing. Empanada with cheese. Whatever.
Ooh.
I got a B in Spanish, but I ain't learned shit.
We just played the Gilbert and Enos clip about him saying that Celso Santana twerks better than Meg Thee Stallion, and we enjoyed it so much. He said he would drop hundreds on Celso Santana. I respect that. He also said that shit was like water. He said he would pull the money out and go, keep going, my nigga.
Yo. Yo, Gil's one of the best. That's like one of the, I don't watch a lot of podcasts. I only watch just like the old head sports joints.
So it's Gil and Nick, that's their podcast?
Nah,
it's Gil's.
That's Gil's. But I ain't gonna lie, Gil got like, if like I be paying attention, Gil like four different, he got the joint with Shannon. That shit with him and Nick, that's not his main joint. His main joint, he got other, Gil got like, he an internet, he running that shit over there. He got like five different joints.
His baby mom is Laura Govan, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I get that confused a lot because I watched Basketball Wives when she was on it, and it, you know, I never liked her. I never liked, because it's two sisters, one thicker than the other, and the smaller one, I couldn't stand that bitch. I don't know what her name is, but if I'm not mistaken, that's his ex. But maybe it's the bigger one. Y'all will be able to explain it to me in the comments or something, because I get it confused often. It's very hard to keep track with these fucking people. So that's all I have. Anything else to say?
Speaking, never mind. I'll save it for off camera.
No, what you about to say?
I'll save it for off camera.
What I will say is that we were talking about Bruce Willis prior to being on this, prior to the
Shout
cameras
out to Bruce.
On, and we're both Bruce Willis fans. And Zach, aka, what the fuck is Zach's name?
Ballin.
No. Zach, aka, fuck, what's the guy's name that we were watching in the car with Yachty? And Yachty had on the African stuff.
Mitch?
No, Umar? Not Mitch, the other, the guest.
Umar?
Yes. Zach, aka Dr. Umar, said, well, you don't like Denzel action movies? I don't know whether I like Denzel movies or not, but I really like Bruce Willis, and Phelps felt me on it. And I think, you know what it is because Bruce Willis is stopping the Miami International Harbor from being exploded after a night of cocaine and whiskey.
Word, yeah.
Like, he's fucking at night. He has prostitutes. He's getting fucked up. You know what I mean?
He might have tried heroin. Bit.
Exactly.
He never looked clean. Like,
you know his feet stink. You know his underarms stink. And he got up at 8 in the morning and stopped a speeding naval missile from blowing up the whole fucking Miami Harbor. Like,
but
when?
But the thing is with
Denzel,
Bruce, though,
Denzel couldn't even hold down a lie when he was a drunk-ass pilot.
No matter how serious or how unserious Bruce Willis got the same face. Like, I'm about to do this shit. Like, just chill.
Bruce Willis tripping. And Phelps end up rumbling in the bar on a late night tip with some random shit and then shaking hands. That's who Bruce Willis is. That's the difference. Like, Denzel too cute to, like, give me that. You know what I mean?
Like, Denzel ain't doing a lot of fighting either. He's shooting a nigga. Bruce will rumble more.
Exactly. Exactly. Denzel going straight to the heat.
Yeah, he ain't.
Not Brucey.
He ain't doing all that.
Brucey got footwork. He got Asian stuff. Like, you know what I mean? And he'll box you. Favorite movie, Bruce Willis movie right now?
Sixth Sense. No.
On the action tip.
I'm lying. No, it's not Sixth Sense. It's Unbreakable for sure.
Okay. Damn. My favorite Bruce Willis is definitely, y'all gonna laugh at me, it's Lethal Weapon. I really like Lethal Weapon.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
I fuck with Lethal
Weapon. And I think it's one or two.
When his hairline was fucked
What's
up.
What's the joint when he got all the black kids out to school in Harlem? That was two or one?
I don't remember.
Samuel Jackson's in it.
I think Samuel Jackson was in the second one.
So I think that's the one I like. And I also like Bruce Willis. Didn't Bruce Willis do something with Mos Def? My friend Yasin? That ain't Bruce.
They did 16 Blocks together?
I love 16 Blocks. I fucking love 16 Blocks. First of all, Yasin Bey is one of the best actors ever.
First of all, his voice in that movie.
And he kills that. Like, Yasin is a really good actor.
He was the baker.
I don't think I've ever even told him that. Like, I've complimented him on music, but he's really... My mother did. My mother got so excited when she got on the phone with him. She embarrassed me. She was like, hi, Yasin.
The thing is, we such a fan of the work that he did, but we understand the person that he is now. So we don't be trying to be bombarding him with the bars.
Yasin ain't nothing but a humble Muslim.
Yeah, he not. You know what I'm saying?
With a $10,000
not to say he don't care, but it's no.
He had to tow that nigga have it on.
That shit don't hold no weight with him. Like, he'd be like, oh, all right, yeah, cool. You feel me? The whole time we like, nigga. Like, I remember I seen Next Day Eric came on again. I almost wanted to say something to him. I'm like, for what? That was my shit, though. You feel me?
Have y'all heard about the Avion Crockett movie about hip hop? I am so excited to see it.
I seen the clips of it. It looked like I want to, but it looked like.
Did you like it?
I think that it was way more informative than people even think. It was more informative.
That wasn't a catch, the nigga. Did you like it? You saying it was more informative than funny makes me want to see it real bad because you know I'm a documentary lover. But I wonder if people were like,
like, I definitely could tell. Yeah, I could tell he tried to make it to where it's like he wanted to inform people and then slip the comedy in. But the way it shot to me just looked like.
You know what first caught my eye about it? The fact that he did the freeway shit.
Yeah.
That was the best part of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I got to see it. Did you? Burns the laugher. Yeah. I'm not like a big movie person. I didn't even see Color Purple. I wasn't interested in seeing Color Purple, though, because Color Purple made me really, really sad as a kid. Like what they did to the Ophelia. What was Oprah's name? Celie? No, not Celie. What they did to Oprah. Remember, Oprah had a small role. Oprah plays in Color Purple, and she's like the loud, aggressive, not scared of nothing type of woman in the movie. Because that's when her husband hits her, and she walks up on his dad like, you told that nigga to hit me, you told Harpo to beat me. But she gets in this weird battle with these random white people at the supermarket, and they whoop her motherfucking ass and lump her eye right to the left, you know. And then she does all this time in prison, and come home like this. It was so sad. Made me think about breaking my spirit.
I still never seen that whole movie from beginning to end. Because like when my cousins would watch it, I'd be like, can we play the game? Like, I ain't trying to watch this.
Damn, Phelps, that's kind of bad.
I ain't with the sad.
Well, not really, because you don't like that nigga stuff. You don't like, Phelps don't like none of that. Like that. You
know? I don't, no. Let's.
You don't like the slavery stuff.
I don't like seeing niggas down. I ain't with that. I like to see.
You know what you might have liked? Rosewood or Amistad. Have you seen either one of them?
Rosewood, I'm aware of it. It's a little old. I got to go back and see it. Amistad, I seen it a little bit.
Rosewood made me punch a white girl named Heather in the third grade for nothing.
Django wasn't real and a white man made it, but I love it.
Django was amazing. Django's a love story. Slavery has nothing to do with Django. Django is a love story. It's about having.
We was whooping white ass on camera.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, just as a movie, the fake movie book I would be a know, movie yeah. book, to me, it was just a love story. It was more about, you know, no matter what, I'm going to go get my bitch. And that's what I really liked about it, though.
Like,
you know, they got a lot of Quentin Tarantino got a lot of slack for that because they said nigga in that movie like a thousand times. Yeah. I like the nigga part. I like the fact that he made their teeth look dirty because I hate when they had these teeth and everybody got veneers. Yeah. So then back in the day, nobody brushed them teeth.
Them shits was hard.
You know what I mean? Nobody brushed their teeth back then. Like, you know? We also had a 20-minute conversation about what people used to doo-doo in pots and throw it out the window. Why we can't talk about this stuff on camera? Zach just did this. Back in the day, and I don't even know if this is black people, but like back in the day, civilized society, it was totally normal to shit in a pot and throw the pot out the window, the pot of shit. And what Zach added to the conversation when Vern said he is a liar was that that's why men walk on the outside of women so the lump of doo-doo that flies in the air, it will land on the man and not the woman.
I could understand that from a chivalrous perspective because
makes total sense.
I'm not hold on. I'm also not laying down my $500 coat so you can step over no puddle. Take them shoes off. Get them feet. Like you feel so I could understand it. I could understand the irrational like chivalry shit from back then. It makes sense. Yeah, you gotta catch doo-doo, you gotta get wet, you gotta all that.
Okay, hey guys. Okay.
We not even walking down the street like that no more.
You know, I'm trying to think. The most chivalrous thing I think I get is like door opening or when y'all grab my bags and we like traveling. But the most chivalrous thing you do is like you roll blunts for me. Like, it makes me feel a way. I ain't going front. Like every time. It's like
that.
He cares. Especially if I don't ask. It's like. No, you didn't. Like, why would you do that? Like, we serve with, like, a black of miles. Like, oh, my God. How'd you know? Did you know I was, like, craving nicotine?
Hey, yo, shut up.
I have a dark side of my DM. Listen, before we before we even move on, the voicemails are drying out. So call, man. I'm going to give y'all the phone numbers so y'all can call. Call for these voicemails. Y'all know I enjoy that part, goddammit. Plus, you know, you never know. We might could do some pseudo. You do a voicemail. Then when I come to your city, we actually talk to you on the mic and shit. So yeah, for sure, too. Also, I want you to, the thought left my mind. It's so fucked up. God damn it. Oh, yeah, we doing call-ins on a sub-episode. So if you want to be a part of the sub-episode and you didn't catch the last sub-episode, please call in because we could do a live conversation. Because, I mean, I am really good at giving advice. So I might as well give it live to people. It is my gospel
at this
point.
We can help y'all with more than just
sex,
your cousin, and your boyfriend, or the like. We can help y'all with like some career stuff, some fitness stuff. Like we god damn, y'all just think we just messy. This Jerry Springer up this motherfucker all day. Like, no, dog. You feel me? Some mental health shit.
Me and Phelps live really calm lives. Like,
definitely.
You know what I mean?
I pop out a little bit, but not like that.
Yeah, ain't that deep. All right, I got a dark side of the DM
leave
for y'all.
Leave me alone.
What?
Cryptic message.
Hi, Mona. I need your advice. So I met this older guy on a gay dating app. Wait a minute.
See what the fuck I just said. I didn't even see this joint. What I just say? Right to the. You feel me? It gotta be at this point.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna do a different one. Did I do about the girl who said her boyfriend won't fuck her? Okay, hey,
I feel
Mona.
Like we've heard this a couple times.
We've heard it so many times, but it's a common thing that women do. But it's a lot of women that watch this podcast. Hey, Mona and Phelps, my nigga's 34 and he just don't care about sex anymore. He claims it's a sex drive, but he don't want to break up. I don't have no intuition that he's cheating and he's always home. We live together and he don't really keep no secrets from me. I need it more than once every 2 weeks, though. He's always like, we can always have sex. We're going to spend the rest of our lives together. And how much he loves me and sex ain't our main focus, which is whack. He's not open to trying new shit unless it's a threesome, which we've already done. I'm not interested in constantly bringing new women to our bedroom. What can I do to make him want to fuck more? Nothing. There's nothing you can do. I played that game before. I have a video on my phone with one of my exes.
Can we see what she look like?
You're going to have to find
for context. Well, come on, man.
I haven't. That's you, Vern. No, only you thought that. And then you thought that, you know? Yes. I have videos on my phone, right, where my ex, I would like have on lingerie and he playing a game. Like, he just wasn't a sexual guy. And that's the thing. It's like, it sucks that you go into the relationship and he is sexual, but then that changes. Because that changes people at different times, right? But if he's not going to put any effort into pleasing you, then it's time to go. Especially because it bothers you. So what I tried to do is, because I wasn't ever really a big sexual person either, but then I still felt like, damn, I either felt like I was always trying to fuck him, or I felt like he was like, you know, acting like, you know, like I was like, you nasty, that type of thing. You know what I mean? And instead of normal nigga, like, you are nasty. You know what I'm saying? And it just made me feel bad. That's what I'm trying to give to you, sis. Like, and no matter what I did at the end, I felt so bad because the person I loved, I'm planning my life with.
That's a bad joint.
He don't want to
nice
fuck.
Looking, so that, like, she got to force it. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, Phelps researched you. No. Why? When they've been together for a long... Look, Vern, they've been together. You got to listen to the context clues. They've been together... for 8 years. I made that up. It was no 8 years. She ain't put it in there. Nah, but she said, my nigga's 34 and he just don't care about sex anymore. So that makes me believe that he used to. You know what I mean? So if it's something wrong with it, something just happened. Phelps just said she look good. Vern does this smell thing every fucking episode. Every other episode. Vern introduces smelly pussy to the podcast.
But Vern, yeah,
we be just potting, and here come Vern with the leash and an ugly ass pussy walking in.
What you be running into, Vern? You be running into the, you know what I'm saying? Like certain little things just but I think they got
like
time
what,
in,
Vern?
Though. I think it's like a time ran out type deal.
The time in is less time for her to care about certain things about herself. So she's comfortable. You know what I mean? But her being so comfortable, you gotta think about
start
it.
Start stinking.
So, man, we still, we like the chase. You know what I'm saying? We like the hunt, all that good stuff. But when our women get too comfortable, sometimes it's scary to tell you the truth about your woman.
True.
It's scary as hell. You fuck around, won't eat. You won't be able to do. You won't even be able to sleep in the room.
That's the point. Just because you telling her that her soap ain't right, her pussy's acting, responding wrong to it.
Till death do them niggas part.
Lie from the male perspective, that pussy stink. It's you.
I wasn't saying that.
You the problem. You ain't say that, Vern did. What you talking about you for? Vern said it. But yeah, my opinion on the book, straight to you, like, wrap it up. If sex is important to you, you need to wrap it up. What I end up doing was cheating, and that didn't help. You know what I mean? It didn't help the situation. And I ran into a nigga that was knocking my socks off. I fell in love with the side piece real bad. I was damn bad. I wouldn't even come home on Sunday.
Man, once every 2 weeks. That's about right.
With a living, once every 2 weeks is crazy.
The living is crazy now.
They live together. Yeah. I'm telling you, I was getting hit probably once every 6, and I was pissed about it.
Once every 6 days wasn't enough?
6 weeks, nigga.
Oh, nah, that's cocoa. No. Yeah. Chill.
And you know what bothered me so much? That when I did it, he didn't have that. Like, he wasn't reality. Like, to me, I felt like if it was me, and he was always saying, why we don't fuck with him? And he cheated. I would have respected that shit. Not saying I would have dealt with it, whatever. But with him, it was just like, oh, my God. Like, he can't believe it. But it's like, nigga, you're not fucking me. The same way y'all say, don't let that nigga leave the house with the tank empty. You letting this cat walk around without being pat.
Yeah.
You know, a cat has scooped that ass up in the air on you. And that's what happened. You ain't never seen a cat. Boy, a cat will try to fuck the ironing board, the entertainment center, a squirrel, your toddler. That cat getting fucked regardless. Somebody gonna fuck me. Fuck me! Somebody get back here and help me. Yo. Get one of them kids. Get that remote. Help! They get to digging them paws and wiggling that ass. A cat damn near make you think, damn, when last time I had some? Calm down. Scruffles? Then they get the ramp. Ass be just, if you never seen it, Google it. If you never seen a cat, when a cat wants some dick, a cat gonna let you know that bitch will sit her head on that nigga's face. Here, get in there. Your son be 3. Mommy, get the cat, get it. Cat got the pussy on the baby knee. Humping on that baby leg like that. That cat, you gonna get pleased. And guess what it do next? Jump out the window on the second floor. Fuck it. I want some dick! Garfield! Where you at? And that was me. I was just walking the gas station, just waiting for somebody to pluck me. First little boy got in my face, I went with him. I could be honest about my truth. I threw my whole shit away. Some dick. Best time of my life.
Was it time wasted?
What? Boy, that Mazda shit stuck in my legs. I got fucked in the car so much. Motherfucking toe print on the window. What's that? Nigga washing the car, you gotta get inside the window. Then my toes up there. I get fucked in here a lot. What's this in the cup holder, mommy? Don't touch that! Don't touch it!
Ew.
It get crazy. At one point, I had Googled.
Nigga still got beaters. The cup holder is crazy.
Listen, beater it, sock, it get t-shirt. Crazy. It get like that. And seats. I'm not talking about just like, oh, it get crazy. I'm talking about we moving the seats. We getting ready.
Yeah.
Motherfucker pull up the seats, laid down. He ain't got nowhere to go. We got to do it here.
I remember when my panoramic roof used to work, it used to get real. I used to pull that whole joint back.
Okay, because the legs can go out of it.
The moon come through. Just
oh, that's nice. I never thought about that like that. And it's so crazy because it's been years, and I couldn't possibly imagine getting fucked in a car right now. Like, it would irritate me. Like,
yeah,
because when you get fucked in a car, it's like you fucking and it's good, but the safety belt is literally in your cuffy
and it's
arm.
Never a plan to neither. It's more of a habit.
Oh no, we plan. It was 8:00, 6:00. We don't need to tell you.
I wasn't never planning. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like you know what's going to happen, but it's not like I'm not waking up today like, all right, I'm about to bust ass in the wheel. It's kind of like you feel me?
I've had it happen where it was like it just happened because like passionate or whatever. I won't even say that on this podcast, but that's happened to me before, and we end up doing that in a car in a very inappropriate place.
Yeah, it's like I've definitely, you feel me, y'all together. It's like, well, damn, now.
But you know what's crazy? Daytime, and you didn't know it was a school right there.
Oh, yeah, nah.
You'd be on the sex offender list.
Yeah, you going crazy.
If you black, if you white, they're going to give you a ticket until you go on. If you black, they take that shit to the full extent and give you a sex offender charge. No cap. I remember I watched this couple fucking Huntington Park. And I'm like, and I remember at one point we made noise. They ain't give a fuck. Like, we at Huntington Park, the fuck you think we here for? Y'all want to watch it. And I think that was like, somebody was at work.
Yo, I didn't see.
Both of them was at work. One of them was at their job.
You know what's the John that be funny? Before we go, is like you won't see two people fucking, but you ever be riding and you see two cars put over and they might be like in a parking lot or under a bridge kissing. It's like, y'all, who the hell gonna be kissing that girl in the dark under a bridge? Like, y'all bad as hell. Like,
yo, and I'm telling you, it's been some shit. I done did some shit, you know, that passion shit. But I didn't have a lot of that, you know what I mean? But when I did experience it, it was like that. And I'm gonna tell you that. You know, when I look back on our relationship, arguments, petty stuff, serious stuff, whatever, that dick really kept everything okay. I ain't give a fuck about, because it was like, I'm coming all the time. This nigga's pleasing me sexually. It's like a certain connection you get. And that's why a lot of, when men ask me for advice about their girls, is like, I be hating and breaking to them. You're not fucking her like that. You can't tell her what to do. You can't, because you're not digging her like that.
You seen what V said?
What?
Mean to her, she still like me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. That's something else. Boy, dick is something, man. It is, you know? I raised that at years ago. I ain't seen it in a long time. We're going to get out of here. Get your tickets to the podcast, bro. It's Wednesday. It's the hump day. Don't act like you ain't got no fucking money. Get the tickets to the podcast. I'm telling y'all now.
To put $150 aside last week. Y'all talking about why? You better get to it. Don't be trying to DM me. Trying to get too child for a dollar. Do something strange for a piece of change. It's going to be too late.
I'm legit excited, though. I'm excited to come and see you guys and have fun. If you got any promoters, anything, after party situation, tap in. I'm with all that. I will pull up to your soul food restaurant in your fucking 8th hour.
Word.
Same day.
I pull up to the gym. We can hoop. You feel me?
I won't pull up to Family Fitness to meet you. Not doing that with none of y'all. I love you guys. Make sure you tap back in. Subscribe to Mormona if you get a chance. I get so many DMs. I got my taxes and I just... Love y'all. See y'all next week.